Diary, the restaurant work. August 3rd, 1903. Typed. There is danger in the establishment of restaurants of losing sight of the work that most needs to be done. There is danger of the workers losing sight of the work of soul saving as they carry forward the business part of the enterprise. There is danger that the business part of the work will be allowed to crowd out the spiritual part. Some good is being done by the restaurant work. Men and women are being educated to dispense with meat and other injurious articles of diet. But who are being fed with the bread of life? Is the purpose of God being fulfilled if in this work there are no conversions? It is time that we called a halt, lest we spend our energies in the establishment of a work that does little to make ready a people for the coming of the Lord. The only object in the establishment of restaurants was to remove prejudice from the minds of men and women and win them to the truth. The same effort put froth in circulating our publications, in doing evangelistic work, would tell far more for the saving of souls. Our restaurant workers are not doing the personal work that they should do to bring the truth before those who come for meals. And in some respects, impressions are being made on the minds of the workers that are not favorable to a growth in grace. The food itself will not sanctify the souls of those who serve. Are the words being fulfilled? For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, so that you are ensamples to all that believe. For from you sounded out the word of God. In every place? 1 Thessalonians 1. Verse 5, 7, 8. This is the work that God has outlined before us. Is it done? Are there employed in our restaurants workers who have sufficient spiritual strength to stand against the temptations that they will meet in the cities? Let there be shown more of a desire to receive the Holy Spirit as an instructor, and less of a desire to carry forward in human wisdom a work involving so much. Our young men and young women are to be put to work where their capabilities will be used to the best account. They are to stand where they can carry on Christ's work of soul saving. They should not be kept in a work in which they are continually on losing ground, a work in which no souls are brought to a knowledge of the truth. It is not the large number of meals served that brings glory to God. What does this avail if not one soul has been converted to gladden the hearts of the workers? The question was asked, what does all the work that has been done amount to? Has it had a sanctifying, hallowing influence upon the minds of the workers? Or has it been the means of bringing them into temptations that have destroyed their peace and hope? Let our ministers and physicians reason from cause to effect. Unless our restaurant work brings favorable spiritual results, let the world do their own serving of tables, and let the Lord's people take up a work in which their talents will be put out to the exchanges. The time has come for the Lord's people to be sure that they are engaged in a work that produces as well as consumes. Those who have united themselves with the church are to situate themselves in such a way that their spiritual power will not diminish, but increase. They are not to place themselves where they will have no opportunity to grow in grace.